where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And now we're on to our next guest. We have two guests that work together at everycat.org. And for those of you who have never listened to this or seen the show before, I am an avid cat lover. I was born with a cat in my arms. I can't remember a time in my life when there wasn't a cat hanging around.
Well, that anyway, I believe, yeah.
Anyway, so.
But being born with a cat, that's quite a trick.
Well, you know,
if anybody could pull it off, you can.
So we have Jackie Atchicola and Dr. Maggie Placer with everycat.org. Welcome. I am so excited to hear about your research that's helping cats and other animals. So please tell us what you're doing.
Thank you. We are with Every Cat Health Foundation, but I have to ask you a question first. How many cats do you share a home with currently if you were born holding one?
Right now, we have more than Richard and I have ever had together in our married life. We have four. We had a cat pass away. We had three. We had a cat pass away. We went to the shelter just to look. On Memorial Day weekend almost a year ago, and came home with two little black kittens. We're not taking them back, so we have four now. It's a lot. It's a lot. But they love us. They're nice.
We are, Every Cat Health Foundation is a 60-year-old nonprofit foundation, which is a good long run, and we hope to be around for 60 more because we focus on all cats everywhere throughout the world. There are tens and millions of cats in homes throughout the world, many different breeds. I myself also have three related black cats that came to me via a good story, but we'll save it for another day. But we fund research behind everything that goes into keeping cats healthy and happy, from nutrition. I mean, not that long ago, you'd go to the store and you'd buy a can of food that said dog and cat food. Cats have very specific nutritional requirements, unlike other species. So we funded research back in the might be before the early 90s, but that's as far back as my memory is serving right now. Just the fact that cats need a certain levels of taurine in their food or else really bad things are going to happen to them. So looking at behavior, kidney disease, cancer, really anything, vaccines, and Dr. Placer can talk more about that. But as much as we all love cats, we need to realize that their medicine and the science behind that has to come from somewhere.
Are there a lot of human-based medicines that can be used for cats? I know that sometimes animals can take human-based medicines, but I don't know about cats.
Well, Max is taking one right now. Jackie or Maggie, do you want to answer that?
So yes, a lot of medicines on the human side do trickle down or come over to veterinary medicine and help a variety of species, including cats.
I have to tell a little bit of Max's story. I actually started a podcast because we could not find a cure for Max. He was scratching. Well, first of all, I got him from ASPCA, and I thought he was in New Jersey, but he came up in a van from Kentucky, and he was almost dead. I didn't know it. Like, he was so small, and anyway.
You picked him up from a truck driver in a Walmart parking lot at 4 a.m.
Yeah, they were making their rounds. Anyway, I had to pay for the gas money, too. But anyway, so I started feeding him. I took him to the vet. You know, he started getting his rounds of vaccines. He started scratching all the fur off his face and scratching his ears. I kept track of it on an Excel spreadsheet. There was one month I either called the vet, changed medicine, or took him to the vet 28 times. And finally found this vet that is an allergist dermatologist for cats. He's not that much more expensive than the other vets. And he found some medication that helped. We put him on, I think, Benadryl or something. A little bit of Benadryl and something. Now he's on a new medication that came out for dogs, to your point. And it's off label for cats, but it's really working for him. But he's also taking an anti-allergy human medicine too.
That cat gets more medical care than I do.
That poor cat was on so many different medications. His first year of life was just horrible till we found the solution. And then this new medicine came along, which is even better. But is that what you guys are doing research on?
To your mention of extra label use, so in the vet world, it's hard to know everything about every species, yet we want to help every species. So yes, we do. Sometimes there'll be anecdotal stories vets will share with vets, but to have the proof of what works, what side effects, that is part of the research we do in our specific species, cats. How should that drug be used beyond just kind of what we anecdotally know?
And then how do you get the information out to vets so they know? Do you have a newsletter or do you have a website? How do you communicate that?
The way our foundation works is we, I'm taking a bit of a step back, but we put out requests for proposals on cat health research several times a year. And we usually receive those proposals back from universities, from veterinarians, from perhaps master's students. The proposals come back to us and we have a scientific review committee that kind of ranks those proposals based on the specific cycle of the year. And what Every Cat Health Foundation is looking for in funding research are the most innovative leaps in cat health that could affect the most cats. Now, there are different layers upon that, but we're really willing, to take a leap and to find a discovery that's going to lead to a cure or a vaccine. And the translational piece of this that I'm kind of going to bring back to your original question about human medicine for cats, sometimes we accidentally are funding research that leads to accidental cures for humans. And we can get more into that. But as the research happens, those investigators will give us progress reports. Does research need to continue? Did we discover something that was unexpected? We'll have webinars. There are often published papers. There are some recent articles I know in Science Magazine and also other peer-reviewed journals. So we try and distill the information coming back from the researchers and broadcast through a variety of ways to reach everybody who even thinks they might love a cat someday, to pet parents, to veterinary professionals, to pharmaceutical and food companies, because we all want to share and help elevate how we care for cats.
So if I was very grateful that we found this medication for Max, I should probably donate to you because it was probably research that you were funding or somebody like you was funding that led to this discovery that this medication could help my cat, right?
The inventions have to come from somewhere. Yes.
But I find it, I was going to ask you, and I'm glad you brought it up. I was going to ask you, do you ever find that you're doing research, maybe you develop a drug and it's working well in cats and you're like, you know, this is the same mechanism as in humans. Like maybe it would work for people. And you said you are finding that.
Yeah, Jackie used the word translational medicine. So some of the ways Every Cat's work has helped in this capacity is we recently funded a study, it was published in Science, looking at the genetics in cats when they have changes in certain types of cancer. That is showing promise to potentially help treat human cancer, specifically mammary cancer. There was a movie with Tom Hanks and a cat in it. The man had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a heart condition. A lot of the research done in that condition in cats, because it's very common in cats, has helped the human world. Feline infectious peritonitis, FIPs, kind of the way you might hear it referred to, is a mutation in a coronavirus that has been fatal for cats for years. Decades of research, millions of dollars has gone into trying to find a cure for this disease in cats. All of that research into that feline coronavirus was a springboard when COVID became an issue here. So definitely our species helping other species beyond just keeping your cat healthy and furthering the human-animal bond. It's the species helping species. You never really know what you'll find and who it might help.
Are cats smarter than dogs?
Well, that depends on who you ask.
Well, that's why I asked you.
Each species has their own smarts in their own ways and adapts to their environment. Cats are unique, right? They're very clever. They do mask their illness quite well. Some can be very stoic. Some can be playful. Sometimes the changes as they age can appear a little less dramatic because they tend to want to take care of themselves, but they really are relying on you to help take care of them. It depends on the individual. But I think I love all animals. I have dogs that.
That was a very diplomatic answer, yeah. But we want to know what you really think. Are cats smarter than dogs?
She's not going to say.
I mean, I think cats are pretty smart. What's so interesting about them is that they can be so random in their behavior. Like all of a sudden, one day they'll be in a spot that they've never been in. you've had this cat for 10 years and all of a sudden they're, you know, hiding under the sofa or sitting in a corner, and you look at it and you're like, holy cow, why are you there? You know, you never went there before, but they seem to have that kind of behavior.
Well,
I think it's part of their charm, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is interesting that the biology is close enough to humans that there is some overlap there. Is there a disease that you have funded that you've actually been able to cure or at least find a vaccine or treatment for?
So again, that feline infectious peritonitis, all the work we've done and other places have contributed to that body of work, it is now treatable, yes. And so I've been out of vet school. It'll be 12 years in May. I remember having to give a kitten piece because it was all that we could do. And now it can be cured. So that's huge for those people, those pets, and then just the research on the virus.
Are you developing new vaccines? Are you funding people that are developing new vaccines for the cats?
We do get some applications on people looking to, advance the efficacy of certain vaccines. So all the vaccines your cats need, those diseases are still around, but we always would like things to have less side effects or be easier to administer, things like that.
What about allergies? Max has an autoimmune condition.
Yeah.
And all we can do is give him stuff that makes him not feel itchy. But we can't cure it right now.
Yeah. I had a cat with dust mite allergies, and I was giving him shots just like I have tree nut allergies to build up a tolerance against it. So the field of veterinary dermatology is advancing and more things are making their way to cats. So we always say cats are not small dogs. They are their own species, but they are getting more unique care as we can put resources toward learning more about them.
And how much does the food affect them?
Animals can have food allergies. So there can be just food they don't tolerate well, like some foods don't sit well with us. There can be allergies specifically to certain proteins in their food. So it's a way, allergies can manifest in respiratory reactions, say candles or things in the animal's environment, GI upset, or the skin. So allergies can present a variety of ways, and they can definitely have reactions to the foods they eat.
And now if you look at the varieties of foods that are available for cats that weren't even available 3-5 years ago, I have two of my three cats are on prescription diets. The other one still kind of likes junk food, but nevertheless,
I have no idea what's in their cat food, but they won't eat the super healthy cat food. We tried giving Max every kind of protein we could. He ate kangaroo for a while.
He ate kangaroo?
Yeah, and it still didn't
like
work.
Real,
and it was expensive.
Real kangaroo?
Yeah, they make that for cats. They freeze-dried pellets for cats that have these bad allergies.
I had no idea.
Yeah, alligator is another one. So I'm in South Louisiana, and I'm kind of thinking, pet food. We have access to alligator farms around here. So, novel proteins can be.
I'll never eat cat food.
Don't say never. Never say never. We have more cat food in the house than real food. anyway.
Plenty of kangaroo in the house. I didn't know that until right this minute.
Jackie Atchicola and Dr. Maggie Placer with EveryCat.org. What do you think causes people to donate the most?
I think after a loss of a cat, we get some people reaching out, or when a cat is ill, they're looking into where is work being done or who's trying to learn more about this thing that really impacted my loved one. So I think we do get a lot of people donating in memory of their cats or to champion a cause that if we knew more about could have prolonged the life of their cats.
That's good. What about people who pass away and don't want flowers or gifts? Do they put you as somebody to donate to?
Yes, indeed they do. Most of our donations come from individuals, whether they are with us now or leaving a memory and they have passed on. People who are passionate about cats or have family members that were passionate about cats, we really have opportunities to be involved with every cat in any way. And as Richard asked, we do have volunteer opportunities because we do have information booths and ask the vet sessions and talk about our research at various cat festivals or cat shows or even in concert with veterinary clinics. And again, tens of millions of cats in the world. And you can't, as we know, have just one. So I have three, you have four.
You can't have to.
And a lot of unhappy kangaroos to boot. So,
do you sell any merchandise?
We do have a store online at everycat.org. Yes, we do. We have t-shirts and some mugs and some other fun swag to help support research.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. So people can just go on your website, everycat.org, and buy merch or donate?
They can.
Great. Thank you very much.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.